This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Adam Hogue says...
Adam Hogue, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hogue. This is the CHGO Bears Podcast.
Host of the Hogue and Johns Podcast.
I've said this a few times. Ben Johnson does not seem like a first-time head coach. It's just like that's not the vibes that we've had with this coaching staff coming in.
Adam Hogue.
Adam Hogue or Hogue, excuse me. I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
On 670 The Score.
Joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline, he is the NFL analyst for CHGO, also the host of Hogue and John's Bears podcast, Adam Hogue. Welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? Gabe, Kate, how you doing?
Hanging in there. Yeah, it is. Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable filling in for Raheem Harrison Grody here. Let's just jump right into it, man. I we're trying to have a positive spin on the show today, Adam. I feel like a lot of people in Chicago media this week, it's like, why don't you trust the Bears defense? Damn, that's what Rami said earlier, and I don't want to quote that specifically. But, you know, why do they need to win this game? Like, it's just so negative. So I want to take a more positive spin, maybe with some of the questions that we're asking. I'll start with the Caleb Williams, right? Because the negative question would be, you know, you've talked about his growth, but what still scares you about his game when it comes to the playoffs? But I'm not going to do that. I want to ask you, you've talked about his growth, Adam. So what gets you excited and gives you hope with Caleb Williams' game when they approach this last game of the season to head into the playoffs?
Well, actually, I think the questions are whether positive or negative are related, because what gives me hope is that if you had asked me the negative version of that question, I would have said that nothing really scares me right now. I just think he's still got some areas to improve, and maybe you can still see an uptick in accuracy here and there on some throws. But I don't really see anything he's doing right now that's concerning. Like, there's not an area of his game where I'm like, oh no, if you put him in this position, he's going to do something terribly wrong. He takes care of the football. Most of the pre-snap stuff, which coming into the season was a big concern, not just for us, but also inside the building, what he was going to be able to handle. And we saw that play out the first month of the season. It was rough at times, but that's pretty much gone away. Now, are there moments where, like, even on that last play of the game against 49ers, play call comes in late? Does a more experienced quarterback maybe get you into something better, or sort of just freelance and make the mistakes from the coach maybe better, or, you know, make everything right? Yes, maybe a Matthew Stafford or something like that would do that, because they just take charge in those moments. But that's a little asking a little bit too much of him at this point in his career, still in year two. So I don't really have many concerns. I think he can put the Superman cape on at any time, be Iceman in the fourth quarter. I think that's one of the things you got to feel really good about, actually, if you're a Bears fan, that no matter what's going on defensively, no matter what the scoreboard might say late in any of these playoff games coming up, or even Sunday against the Lions, because I think it might be a close game, you believe in Caleb Williams to get you at least in position where you're going to have a play like you did against the Packers where they lost, or you're going to have a play against the 49ers where they lost. Even in the games where they've lost, he's put you in position to at least have a chance there at the end.
Adam, we've talked on the show a lot about Bears fans thinking that the Bears are just automatically going to go into Soldier Field this weekend and beat the Lions. And as someone who covers the team more objectively, like, do you feel the same way that this is a game? I guess you just said that you think it's going to be a close game. Like, why should or why is it okay for Bears fans to feel as confident as they do?
Well, I think you should feel confident in that this is a game you should win, and I do feel confident that they ultimately will pull it out, but I don't think it's going to be an easy game. I think the Lions, you can look at advanced metrics, you could look at, like, Vegas power ratings, why is the spread only 3 points? Like, however you want to look at it, I like to just turn on the tape and see that they still have plenty of good players who play hard and are going to play hard for Dan Campbell, especially going up against Ben Johnson in a Week 18 game where they're playing for pride. And pride is basically, pride and grit has been everything that Dan Campbell has sold in Detroit. So if you think that they're just going to lay down, I don't see that happening. I think they're going to play really hard. I think that the Bears are going to have their hands full at times. And I think that they have plenty of question marks on defense where you start looking at just from an X's and O's and matchup standpoint. You still got to find a way to stop Jahmyr Gibbs. It sounds like Amon-Ra St. Brown's going to try to go and play despite playing hurt. And he's got some things to play for, whether it's incentives or trying to be an all pro this season. So I think individually, there's still a lot on the line here for the Lions. And for the Bears, there's a lot on the line that you want to go in the playoffs doing what Ben Johnson's been preaching, which is playing your best football. And if you do that, where the state of the Lions are in, you should win the football game. But if you don't, then I think it does rate. We'll be sitting there on Monday talking a lot about, okay, well, how well are the Bears actually playing going into the playoffs? Are they playing their best football, which is what Ben Johnson wanted? That's why I think this is actually, while there's not a ton on the line and maybe the Eagles aren't going to play their starters and basically hand the Bears the two seed, there's still a lot on the line in terms of how you're playing going into what's most likely going to be the third game against the Packers, the rubber match next week, while they get to sit all their guys this week against the Vikings.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one, having to face that team for the third time. This segment with Adam Hoge is brought to you by Four Seasons, your trusted local experts for heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electric, and generators. I know on your podcast, you and John's talked a lot about sustainability. What part of this team do you feel like is most sustainable in the playoffs when you're looking at, you know, what this team has been able to do well in the last several weeks?
Oh, I think number one's coaching. I think when you've seen what Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen, and then that trickles down to the assistants, and that could change from year to year. I think the Bears are fortunately in a spot where they're not going to lose coordinators, but they might lose Al Harris this offseason, right? Like there's things like that that are going to change from year to year. But when you ask me going into the playoffs, man, I feel pretty confident they're going to be able to put the coaches are going to be able to put these players in position to have success. That's really been a constant all season. Are they perfect on defense? No, they're not perfect on offense, quite frankly. Like, they've had very few games where they've actually put together four quarters of consistent offense. But you trust the fact that they're going to get in there, turn the page, usually some point on Monday afternoon. The coaches are going to be in there Tuesday on the players' off day, and they're going to be grinding away and coming up with a game plan that is going to put the Bears and give them a chance to have a chance to win the football game. That's one thing that I really like about Ben Johnson. I think he's proven as a head coach, still in his first year, that he really does believe that each week is its own thing. It's like its own season. And so if you're just going to be rigid and you're going to be like, no, this is what we do. No, you got to go into each week and understand the opponent and the matchups and how you got to change things because that's what this league really is. And I think that this coaching staff is proving that they've been able to do that. And that'll be the case no matter who they're playing in the playoffs. So that's the one thing that I think is a constant that you feel pretty good about going into the postseason.
Adam, how important is it this week that Caleb Williams reaches 4,000 passing yards?
I don't necessarily think it's super important. I just think it would be a really awesome storyline and kind of the cherry on top of what's been a really fun year. And honestly, we were talking about this on Hogan Johns this morning. The way this season's gone, I almost expect it to happen. Like, it just feels like the way things have broke for the Bears this season, and some of the ways in which they're in a very important sense breaking through in the NFL. What I mean by that is, like, as much as it sucked that they lost to the 49ers last week, I came away going like, wow, this just verifies what we thought. Like, they have this head coach quarterback pairing. And that's what you need in this league to have success for a long, long time. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So sort of symbolically, to get to 4,000 yards and not have that something, I don't think it necessarily hangs over Caleb Williams, but it would be nice to just kind of check that box so it's not something we're talking about again next year, because then all of a sudden it can turn into like something that is hanging over the offense. Like, oh, they just can't quite get over this hump. So to knock that out in week 18 right now so it's not a storyline going forward, I don't think it's the most important thing in the world, but it would be nice to have that happen. And 271, man, if you watch some of these games and watch some of the, you know, watch the tape and some of the missed opportunities every single week, whether it's the receivers dropping the football or, you know, even just Caleb like missing Devin Duvernay coming across the field that may have been a touchdown. I don't know if he scores or not. I know it would have been at least 20 or 30 more yards. And every single game has had like two or three plays like that baked into it where I'm like, man, he probably should have hit 4,000 yards 2 weeks ago. But I think it's on the table this week. I think it actually could have.
Yeah, if Alameda Zacchaeus and Roma Dunze might have had some of those catches, might have been there already.
100%.
Right, we're talking to Adam Hoge from CHGO here on 670 The Score. Gabe Ramirez along with Kate Constable filling in for Raheem Harris. And Grody, you know, you mentioned the wide receiver, so I got to talk about it. Obviously, Roma Dunze been out quite a few games now, and they're assuming he's not going to play this week. I often think about chemistry, right? And obviously, Caleb and Rome have their own set of chemistry points there for this team. We've seen throughout the season. But the offense has looked good in the last couple of weeks, right, where you subtract a piece and then all of a sudden you see DJ playing better, Caleb moving the ball like he's always has. Any concern for you whatsoever, Adam, with Rome just coming back for the playoffs and things are supposed to just, you know, fall into place as if nothing happened at all for the last several weeks?
My only concern is that I think it would be a little bit naive to think that he's just going to be 100%. You know, I think really if you look at, and I'm a huge Roma Dunze fan. I like the pick, and I still think he's going to be a really good player. You know, early in the season, he looked like that guy that was about to blow up and become, you know, one of the best wide receivers in the league, which should be something that we talk about and is on the table for a guy that was a top 10 pick, right? So, and then, you know, whether it's injuries or just some of the lack of chemistry within the offense, because it seems like Caleb and Rome have chemistry. It's just kind of making it all fit together as a puzzle piece. It just slipped. It started slipping as the season went along. And then it was really the Bengals game for me where I was actually watching that tape going, I don't think he's 100%. I don't know exactly what he's dealing with, but something looks different to me in his route running. And then sure enough, he started popping up on the injury report. Remember, before he actually got sidelined, he was on that injury report. I think at one point it was called a heel. I think at one point it was just a foot. Like, whatever they were listing it as, he was dealing with it. And then I finally identified that, oh, this is a stress fracture. Then they rush him back a little bit too fast, suffers a setback. So it just seems like it's been one of those years that's sort of been lost a little bit. When it was so promising earlier in the season, I think that they learned their lesson from trying to get him out there too soon. And on that really cold day, that probably wasn't the smartest thing to do, to have him out there and he suffers that setback. So I think now they're being, you know, overcautious in a good way. I feel like he maybe could even play this week, but they're not even having him practice so far. We'll see about today. And I don't think that they need him to play this week. But to also think that he's just going to come back against the Packers next week and be 100%, and, you know, whether that's the foot alone or him just getting back into a groove from a playing standpoint, that's kind of asking a lot to me. I do think, though, when you see Luther Burden take the steps he's taking. And I do think DJ Moore last week was really hampered by the flu. I mean, let's not forget, he was playing that game very sick. So I as a piece, putting it all together, especially with Colson Loveland, I think they're going to have plenty of firepower for the playoffs. But do I think Roma Dunze is going to come back and have 10 catches for 100 yards against the Packers? No, I don't.
Adam, I mean, speaking of all the different pieces that contribute to that offensive firepower, whether it's Luther Burden at times, Colson Loveland coming on later in the season, DJ limited time in some games, and then other games he has a massive, you know, obviously against the Packers, play to win the game. All those different things offensively, whether it's the tight ends or the receivers. How much of a luxury is that for this Bears team to have? Whereas if Rome doesn't play this week or isn't 100% going into the playoffs, the Bears still have plenty of options to go to that you can really rely on.
Yeah, I mean, and I think you've seen that. You know, I'll even throw OZ in there. I mean, Olamide Zaccheaus has had some frustrating moments this year, I know, but the fact that you have a guy that can play every position out there and is a veteran and knows the offense is a luxury to have, because not every team has that. You know, individually, all of these seasons have been sort of their own story and frustrating at times, but at the end of the day, this is a good problem to have when you're talking about, oh, we got to get DJ going more consistently, or we got to get Rome, you know, ascending to be that number one pick you're supposed to be. Meanwhile, Colson Loveland and Luther Burden have come on really strong here while those guys have been battling injuries. These are problems like good teams have. That this is the world you want to live in, where it's like, oh, they almost have too many weapons that they got to figure out how to get these guys individually going a little bit more. So I think that's one of the many positives that have come out when you really zoom out. Now, next year, not that we want to start talking about next year, I'm sure it'll be a priority of Ben Johnson within the second year of this offense to get these guys going on a little bit more of a consistent basis and having a little bit more rhythm week to week in terms of not necessarily a hierarchy, because I don't know that you need that defined, but you do want a little bit more consistency from a week to week basis and kind of knowing where you can go. But at the end of the day, Caleb seems to be finding somebody each week, and somebody is having a big game, and that's what you ultimately need. You don't want those games where the offense is just stuck from a passing standpoint across the board, and that's not really been where they've been at this season.
Yeah, where you're trying to force the ball to a particular player. It's just not the kind of football that Caleb Williams plays. You saw him kind of do a certain iteration of that with Keenan Allen last year. Felt like he had to get in the rock, but more often than not, you know, it's that. But it's a testament to Ryan Poles, right? A far cry from where he was a few years ago, where he was just trying to get bodies in the building, and now he's actually able to build depth upon the talent that he has. And Adam, I know you've covered the team a ton, and you know, when I look at this season as a whole, obviously for Bears fans, we look at it and we're like, damn, this is what success looks like. You talked about it, right? That these are the luxuries that you have. But I'm curious, you know, what are those differences that you see, right? Because we're experiencing it in real time. So maybe as fans, we're not really picking up what is or what are the biggest differences. We, you know, you can say the word coaching or culture, but you're there, you see things. What do you feel like is the biggest differences between this Bears team and the previous ones that you've covered?
Yeah, I probably can't cover that all in one answer. We did on Wednesday's episode of Hogan Johns, we looked at five different like key words and characteristics of this team that are different from last season. But I'll give you two of them. I mean, one is, and it's one of those things that once you start to have, like when you don't have it, you talk about it nonstop. And we did talk about it nonstop a year ago. Now that you have it, you almost take it for granted. That's accountability. I mean, they've had accountability across the board with this team, really from day one of OTAs, when you got Ben Johnson yelling at Cole Kmet, one of your veterans on the team, for lining up wrong and having everybody re-huddle and going through those pains in OTAs and training camp to the point of frustration sometimes. But now you've seen the dividends of that. And you also have a head coach that's not afraid on Monday to be like, you know, that drive on Sunday night that stalled in the field goal, you know, that was on me. My play calling wasn't good enough in that moment. So you've had the accountability that you lacked the last few years under Matt Eberflus, and to the point that we just basically don't talk about it anymore, which is a good thing. The other thing that's really stood out to me, and it goes back to the coaching staff, but I do not remember a year in 15 seasons of covering this team where I've seen as much development within a season. And whether we're talking, you know, these rookies that are coming on pretty strong, or we're just talking about, you know, players like DeMarco Jackson and Deshaun Wright that were, you know, essentially busts or cast-offs from other organizations, but were at one point draft picks that those organizations thought they had something. Well, now they come here and they have success. We're used to seeing those players leave Chicago and go somewhere else and have success.
Be cast offs now again. It's
happening. Right. Now it's happening the other way, where they're coming to Chicago and they're finding, whether it's just past coaches that they click with, the scheme, whatever it is, we're seeing actual development in real time with players. And you can go down the list. You could talk about undrafted guys like Theo Benedict. I realize he's not starting anymore. That's still an incredible story. To have a guy go undrafted out of Canada and play meaningful snaps for you at one point this season at left tackle and do a pretty good job. So it that's been remarkable for me, that development that this team has put together this season. And that to me is also sustainable and gives you a lot of hope going forward. That's like, wow, wait till you give these guys another offseason and another season. Like, these guys are going to continue to get better and better.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's regardless of the sport, it could be baseball, basketball, football. Development is not a word that gets thrown around often in a positive way here in Chicago sports. Adam, I got to ask you before we let you go, you predicted Caleb having some growth. You predicted Jahdae Walker. What predictions you got for this weekend that we might be needing to pay attention to?
Yeah, well, I guess the thing I am curious about is how much does Ben Johnson dip into the bag of tricks this week versus saving it for the playoffs? I got to imagine that when he's, you know, lying awake in bed this week, he's maybe feeling a little bit conflicted on that because yes. He is going up against his former team. He's going up against Dan Campbell. He's probably feeling that urge to get some big trick playoff this week. At the same time, do you want to save those things for the playoffs and the Packers a week from now? But I don't know if you guys remember when they ran Stumblebum against the Bears last year. There was some of the criticism that they actually faced on running that play was, why didn't you save that for the playoffs? Why did you waste that on the horrible Bears? So I don't know how much he actually cares about saving that stuff. In fact, he might want to get it on tape. So I just feel like at some point in this game, whether it's an offensive lineman catching a touchdown pass or something like that, maybe it's getting Tyson Bagent back involved out there with two quarterbacks on the field. We haven't seen that in quite some time. Something in this game, I think you're going to see a wrinkle like that that should be pretty fun to watch.
I love it. It's a great prediction, Adam. Thanks for hanging out with us a little bit. Have a happy new year, all right, brother?
Yeah, happy new year, guys.
Happy new year, Adam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.